Harvard is accused of showing bias against Asian American applicants. A group of more than 60 organizations says the university holds higher expectations for its Asian applicants than for other minorities. They're asking the federal government to investigate, as Kirk Carapezza reports from member station WGBH.
The coalition is made up of nonprofit organizations, including Chinese, Pakistani, and Indian groups. And it claims Harvard uses racial quotas to control the number of Asian Americans on campus.
Asian American applicants shouldn't be racially profiled in college admissions. Asian Americans should have the playing field leveled.
That's Swan Lee, a Chinese American writer from Brookline, Massachusetts. The mother of twin 11-year-old boys helped to organize the coalition because she worries her sons will be discriminated against, and she wants Harvard and other schools to end race-based admissions. Harvard's so elite. Why is this so important to you?
Because a lot of colleges, they really look up to Harvard. They will definitely, you know, see what Harvard is doing, and they will do something like in the same vein.
So the group filed a complaint with the federal government.
We are requesting Department of Education and Department of Justice to look into the black box. That is the Harvard admissions process. So they can see what is really going on.
This follows a similar lawsuit filed in federal district court last year. In making their case, Lee and other members of the coalition cite research that shows to get into Harvard, Asian Americans have to score much higher on the SAT than white, African American, and Hispanic students. And they say Harvard's admissions process perpetuates stereotypes, lumping them all together, Indian, Pakistani, and Chinese, into a single high-performing group.
We are really very diversified with totally different cultural backgrounds and traditions and philosophies.
Harvard wouldn't talk on tape, but in a statement, the university said its admissions philosophy complies with the law. And the university points out the percentage of admitted Asian American students has spiked from 17% 10 years ago to 21% today. The population of Asian Americans in the U.S., just 6%. So what do students think? Well, the coalition doesn't include groups on campus, and many didn't want to talk about the issue. Some who did said racism is still a problem here.
I definitely see instances of it on campus.
Senior Danielle Sa is from Austin, Texas. The 22-year-old Korean-American says she feels discrimination through small, subtle ways. Still, Sa doesn't agree with the premise of the complaint against Harvard.
If there is a problem that we are lumping all these different groups that face different structural issues together, then the response for that is even more nuanced affirmative action policies that give students who have faced different inequities growing up the opportunity to account for those inequities.
Claims of discrimination against Asian students at elite schools aren't new at Harvard and elsewhere. The University of North Carolina is battling a lawsuit claiming black and Hispanic students were given preference over Asian Americans. One response to the Harvard complaint has come from Asian American members of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, who fear it could be a backdoor attack on affirmative action. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapezza in Boston.